One. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Dark Mage 4 Podcast, where we will discuss topics on the paranormal, updates on my YouTube channel and music production, as well as even reading scary stories from places like Reddit to even your own submitted stories, real or fiction, doesn't matter what. I mean, it can be anything, real, fiction, paranormal, monster stuff, whatever. It doesn't matter. So we're basically starting back up. Well, I am not where because I'm the only one here. I'm the only one starting to do this thing. Yeah, so basically, I know it's been way over a year since my last podcast, and it was getting scratched paranormal. Yeah, that time was actually kind of fun. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, just go back to my last podcast, podcast number 2, and you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. So basically what's been going on in the past, few years with the world and all that, my sole intention was basically to do a podcast every week, which I, however, start things and then I just don't really finish them. Honestly, it's just, I do that with anything and it kind of sucks. It really does. But, however, I figured why not start my podcast back up because it's just been, I don't know, very boring lately without doing something. And I've actually been thinking about doing podcasts for a while. Technically, I actually forgot about my podcasts. I changed it all because it was Dark Mage 4 Productions podcast. I decided to make it a little bit shorter and make it Dark Mage 4 podcast, as you can see up here for the YouTube people or video people, whoever's watching. So I've basically been pretty much doing nothing the past year. I've actually been streaming on Twitch, which up until July, when I started having internet issues, yeah. I've been working on it. I really have, and it's mostly out of my hands right now. There's nothing I can really do if things decide to shut down on me. It just drops, and I can't really do anything about it. I just don't know what to do. That's living out in a rural area. It's just, yeah. When you're trying to do business or trying to do anything with internet-wise, living on the rural area isn't it. However, I love it out here. I enjoy it. It's better than being out there in the city listening to everything, fights from neighbors or, you know, whatever. Like, there's just peace and quiet out here, and that's what I absolutely love and enjoy. So since I haven't been able to stream, I've been trying to figure out how and what to create and how to do it and where to do it. It's just been very kind of sporadic on what I do, like this podcast. You know, I was like, you know, I'm going to do this podcast tonight. And, well, here I am making the podcast because, yeah. But basically what I've been doing lately is I've been making music as well, which is why I said music production. I've been basically, it's trap, but I've also done EDM as well, which basically is, I've been doing hardcore, which, I mean, albeit it's horrible and it sucked, really, but I released it anyways because I just kind of wanted to. It's 200 BPM, which is 50 beats more than the hard style. It's harder, it's faster, but I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I really didn't like it, but I released it. That doesn't make sense now, does it? Of course it does. Lately, I've been working on recording video games, and it's been okay. Like, it's enjoyable. It's not the same as live streaming, which I miss doing a lot. I miss interacting with the chat because it's just a lot of fun, you know, chatting with you and being able to interact with the chat while playing a game and cracking jokes, and it's just good. I can get feedback on everybody, like, you know, like talk and chat amongst each other or with me while I'm playing the game, and I can read, you know, the chat, you know, goes up, and just it's, I love it. The interaction is what I strive for when I stream, yet I can't stream. But, you know, things will happen the way they happen, I think. It's just gotta take time in order for me to get to where I think and I hope things will fall into place a lot better. I've been doing vlogging. I've been doing music, just playing video games. I've been doing quite a lot of stuff lately. Now I'm starting up this podcast, which is a lot of fun. I am writing on a script because if I do get off track, then I can come back on a track, which a lot of the words I say and have said so far isn't been on the script at all. Like, because I sounded like a robot in the first place. I just go through and make it easier. Basically, it's just because I'm not everywhere. I don't want to be, like, going off on a tangent and, like, ah, crap, you know, I kind of did this. But, I mean, if that's what you guys like, I could do that. But, I mean, that's what I've been doing anyways. Like, right now, this ain't even on the script. basically, if I read off of a script, then I sound like a robot. And that's not what I want to do. I really don't want to sound like a robot. So it's just there to guide me. So I plan on doing with the podcast is actually many things. Might try to get guests on and talk with them about, you know, many topics, maybe fellow streamers, music producers, here, there, friends, you know, whichever or whomever I can get on, you know, it just doesn't matter. I don't think it's going to be weekly like it was in the beginning because I only did 2 episodes and I just couldn't think of anything else to say or do. People kind of dropped off on me wanting to get them into the podcast and talk with them about paranormal. And there's only so much I can really talk about without basically losing track of everything. But yeah, I think I might do it monthly. And if things go well with this episode, I might go bi-weekly. See how that works out. But as of right now, this is going up in the end of November. Then I could probably start working on the beginning of December. And then each month will be the beginning of each month. All right. Thank you all for watching on YouTube and listening on Spotify, iTunes, or anywhere else this has been released at. Also, make sure you follow my social media because I'll be putting a lot of stuff out there about the podcast or even working on music or anything like that. So if you follow on Twitter or Instagram, Facebook even, it's Dark Mage 4 Pro or Dark Mage 4 Productions, whichever, it all should pop up either way. Or you could just go to darkmage4.com and all my social links are there on the website. So you'll be able to go there at any time. Again, thank you all for watching and listening. I hope I didn't bore you too much. Probably didn't. But if I did, let me know in the comments somewhere. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Tag me on Twitter if you want. But I will see you all later. Bye, everybody.